Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. The Nagaland Baptist Church Council, NBCC, held its 88th annual council from January 30 to February 2, 2025.
Over 600 delegates from all over Nagaland attended the conference hosted by Puchuri Baptist Church Council at its mission center and Yesisota village in Mellory District under the theme Experience God Together. The speakers for the program were Reverend Dr. Zelhu Keho, General Secretary NBCC, Reverend Dr. Mar Ponganer, President NBCC, Visasio Dolie, Women Secretary NBCC, and Wapang Toshi, Pastor NCF Chennai. Executive sessions, council business sessions, and worship services were held during the conference, besides recreation for supporting staff, choral competition, inter-association interaction, heart talk, and fellowship through cultural interaction. Mary, Akashwani News, Kohima.
A press release from NBCC said that as part of the six-point resolution adopted during the conference, the NBCC affirmed to foster the unity of the church by promoting dialogue, peace and reconciliation, mutual respect, trust and collaboration among churches and their leaders. Meanwhile, Reverend Dr. Ma Ponganer was installed as the new General Secretary of NBCC and Reverend Ize Telung Tereng as State Chaplain, along with changes in other posts and ministries. Lok Sabha took up the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the Joint Houses of Parliament. Speaking during the discussion, Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said the President's speech was the same as previous years. Raising the issue of unemployment, Mr. Gandhi said the future of the country lies with the youth and the issues to be prioritised should be about them. He said the problem of unemployment still remains and the government has failed to address it, even though the country is growing. He also mentioned that the government's flagship program, Make in India, was a good idea conceptually, but the government has failed to implement it effectively.
The Prime Minister proposed the Make in India program. I think a good idea. We saw the statues, we saw the functions, we saw the so-called investment. I could say that the Prime Minister tried, and I think conceptually Make in India was a good idea, but it's pretty clear that he failed.
Earlier, moving the motion, Ramveer Singh Bidhuri of the BJP listed the works done by the Narendra Modi-led government and the public welfare schemes.
बीते 10 वर्षों में भारत ने तरक्की और विकास के लिए प्रतिमान स्थापित किए हैं जन कल्याण की नीतियों को तेजी से लागू किया जा रहा है यह सचमुच भारत में समृद्धि का अमृतकाल है मैं प्रधानमंत्री जी के प्रति बहुत आभार व्यक्त करना चाहता हूं कि उन्होंने आम बजट में 12 लाख रुपए तक की आय पर कोई टैक्स नहीं लगाया है देश की किसी भी सरकार ने आज तक मध्यम वर्ग को इतनी बड़ी राहत नहीं दी है
Over 30.58 crore unorganized workers have registered on the eShram portal till the 28th of January. The Ministry of Labour and Employment informed that last year, from 1st January to 31st December, the eShram portal recorded over 1.23 crore registrations with an average of 33,700 registrations per day. The ministry highlighted that 12 schemes from different central ministries and departments have been integrated and mapped with the portal, which can be accessed in 22 Indian languages. The ministry launched the portal on 26 August 2021 for the creation of a comprehensive national database of unorganized workers seeded with Aadhaar. The portal aims to provide a one-stop solution for unorganized workers. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that 100 Amrit Bharat trains, 50 Namo Bharat trains and 200 Vande Bharat trains, both sleepers as well as chair car variants, will be manufactured in the next 2 to 3 years. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said Union Budget 2025-26 has allocated 2.52 lakh crore rupees for the Indian Railways. He said 1.16 lakh crore rupees have been allocated for railway safety in the budget. The Indian Army organized a dental hygiene and checkup camp at Kigwema village in Kohima district of Nagaland yesterday. A press release issued by PRO Defence said that the initiative was conducted as a part of Army Dental Corps Raising Day being observed annually on February 1st. He said the camp benefited more than 200 residents from Kigwema and nearby villages including Jakhama, Visama and Kuzama. A team of two specialist dentists from the Army Dental Corps conducted comprehensive oral examinations, provided preventive dental care, and distributed essential hygiene kits, assisted by nursing and technical staff. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a good day.